Hey, what do you love about Regina? I know I love Regina Day is coming up. Big celebration in the Victoria Park on the weekend with Mayor Chad Bushinsky, who will be here, by the way, after the 7:30 news in person in our studio. But I love Regina for a number of reasons. And Lisa Greaves suggests one that I love is her favorite. Lisa Greaves from Silton texted 1-877-300-7275. Greg, the jewel of the city, Wascana Park. That's what I love about Regina. Hey, I'll put you in the draw for Shake the Lake tickets if you text 1-877-300-7275. What do you love about Regina? Sure, I'll take Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're in Calgary on Saturday. Our 8-1 Riders hoping to not lose again to the Stamps. That's the only club that's beaten them. But yesterday, everyone was talking about how Brett Lawther is being challenged. They brought in Campbell Fair, who's kind of bounced around the CFL since being drafted by the Stamps back in 2023. He's patiently been waiting.
Yeah, this is huge. This is what I've been. This is why I've been training, and why I've been staying ready. It's a good opportunity, so just got to take it.
Howdy do. We're about to find out with our CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray joining me. Good morning, Britton.
Good morning.
You know, before I get to how he did, what do you love about Regina?
I got to say, look, Wascana Park, we have some great places here. The winters are harsh, but summers are really beautiful in Regina, and you really got to take advantage of those months we have.
I thought for sure you were going to just say, sitting on the 40-yard line in the hot sun watching a rider practice. That's what you love. But, hey, talk to me about Campbell Fair. So he kicked a few times yesterday?
Yes, he did. Right at the start of practice, they kind of ran these situational drills where just 6 seconds left on the clock, run a quick play, and then put the field goal unit out there as time was expiring. And he was good on both of those kicks. He kicked one from 48 yards out, then the other one from 56. All of them looked good, and it felt like it was really to send a message kind of to Brett Lawther that, hey, we got this new guy in. He's ready to go. You kind of need to figure things out, right, because there's not too many things you can complain about this Riders season. Just the inconsistency in the kicking game has been one of them.
Well, were you able to see whether or not both Campbell and Brett were they mixing it up in conversation a little? Did they seem to be supportive of one another? And how did Brett do?
Yeah, very supportive. Brett Lawther went out there and high-fived Campbell Fair after he made the 56-yarder. And after practice, Brett Lawther said they can't preach family to the media and everything and then act differently behind the scenes. He's going to be the best teammate he can be, a mentor to Campbell Fair, because Brett knows he's not going to play in this league forever, and kind of you have to eventually help these other guys out. And Brett Lawther, he did some kicking yesterday, not as much. He did some kicking on day one, not as much yesterday. I thought Campbell Fair handled some things, but I still think Brett Lawther plays in this game. I don't think they're going to make that change quite yet, but definitely brought in some competition now.
Finally. All right. Well, it sounds like you don't want to say there's a kicker controversy yet, do you?
Not quite yet, but hey, if Brett Lawther struggles in Calgary, that's when things will get really interesting.
Yeah, true.
Now that they have Campbell here.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. Mario Elford back again yesterday. What's the status there?
Yeah, he did a little bit day one. Yesterday was a little bit more rehab stuff, kind of really working on the sidelines. If I had to guess based on yesterday, going to miss this week again. But he is ramping up. It looks like he might be ready to go for Labor Day. And, you know that's the game he's had circled. That's the game all these guys have circled, that Labor Day Classic against the Bombers. So if I had to guess right now based on what I saw, one more game out, but expect him back right away.
Close practice today. We won't see the official roster immediately, but any other speculation from what you saw on the field yesterday? Who was back or who was still injured?
Nothing really. No, this is a team that's, I guess, finding some consistency right now with their roster. I wouldn't expect any changes. Now, of course, that's not always a good thing. We want to start seeing Sam Amless. We want to start seeing Keen Schaefer Baker out there. But this week doesn't look like there's going to be too many changes, if any, again.
Okay, Britton Gray, I appreciate you always on the show, and thanks for the update.
No problem.
I love Regina Day on Saturday in Victoria Park. Free barbecue with the mayor. He's coming up after the 7:30 news to promote that. And we'll talk, of course, about some city construction, get some updates there, as well as the Aquatic Center. And is he working to bring Chapel Roan here? I I know she wants to come. Is he behind this too? Well, we'll find out from Mayor Chad Baczynski after the 7:30 news. But I just got a text here, 1-877-300-7275 from Janine Bruce. What do I love over Regina, Greg? The walking paths, the green spaces. Love it. Hey, I'll put you in the draw for those Shake the Leg tickets for the weekend I'm giving away after 8 o'clock. If you tell me what you love about Regina, Kevin Martell, you can't win, but weigh in, please.
The mighty Wascana Hill. So this is in Douglas Park, about the only elevation that Regina has. But you get up there, and I would occasionally, in years past, to do some hill sprints up that hill because I'm an idiot and I like punishing myself. Uh-huh. But anyway, you get up there. What a great, that's probably the best view of Regina's skyline, our little mini skyline, but it looks fantastic. And every time I'm up there and I reach the top as I'm trying to catch my breath, like, this is a beautiful shot of the city.
Well, that's a good one. Do you do that often? Or is that,
I haven't this year. I haven't this year. I did last couple of years, but I've learned my lesson.
Take me to Saskatoon area last night where there are so many images, including the one I've shared on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, of the lightning and the storm activity. So what happened there?
Yeah, a little bit of a scary situation because there were tornado warnings that were issued kind of in that Saskatoon area, right around the area. And we're trying to get any kind of confirmation from Environment Canada if anything actually touched. They're still looking into it. We had a couple funky looking clouds, and you can see those pictures at cjme.com. And as well, we have some video of people that were sitting in their cars as the hail came down. And in some cases, windshields were cracked. Some windshields were blown out completely, we've heard as well. We're getting pictures on our text line at just north of Saskatoon around Warman. A siding, it looks like ping pong sized hail there. We are also getting unconfirmed reports. We're trying to see if this is actually the size of hail that happened, that fell around Borden. So that's northwest of Saskatoon along just off Highway 60. Baseball sized hail, Greg.
Baseball. Like that would be just like right out of, you know, the coyote and that falling boulder. Like, you imagine looking up and seeing one of those hit your windshield?
Tiny little umbrella to shield yourself from. But yeah, it's, and as well, southwest Saskatchewan, there was a different system moved in. Environment Canada tells us it started in Alberta. And there, they know there was baseball-sized hail. And they're thinking that system moved, obviously, into Saskatchewan. That much we know. Did it bring baseball-sized hail to areas around Swift Current, Kindersley, Leader? They're trying to determine that.
Okay. Well, if any of those areas want to send us pictures or videos, 1-877-300-7275. Premier Scott Moe will be here on 980 CJME at 1 o'clock. What's he up to?
Yeah, he's in Saskatoon today, just fresh off that announcement north of Yorkton yesterday, where they are looking at putting in some money to a really important corridor for this province that leads to the largest canola crush facility in North America. Now he is at the U of S today meeting with some federal ministers, all talking about canola tariffs and China, whether they just want to go to China. He doesn't feel like he needs an invitation. He can just go. We have a trade office there that's been there for quite a number of years. Do they go there and try to work on this file? He wants that to happen with the help of the federal government.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom for free weekend passes for two people to see Shake the Lake. Tell me what you love about Regina. Your text is 1-877-300-7275. Lots of great responses coming in here. Sarah said, best part is definitely Wascana Park. I agree with both of you and Kevin there. We're lucky to have a beautiful space like that within our city. 1-877-300-7275. Enter now, and I'll draw the grand prize after the 8 o'clock news. I Love Regina Day coming up on Saturday. Mayor Chad Baczynski here to help promote that after the 7:30 news this morning. Among a few of the topics we'll talk about today is Chapel Roan coming to Regina, construction update, and a little more on the Aquatic Center. But text 1-877-300-7275. Tell me what you love about Regina yourself, and you could win Shake the Lake tickets for the whole weekend. Jamie said, loves Wascana Park. Wayne loves the people, and he loves Mosaic Stadium. I love a lot about Regina. I'm not going to lie. It's home to Wascana Park, the city's crown jewel. where every single tree has been hand planted and somebody literally went one tree for shade, one for the geese, one for some teenager to put Greg and Kim forever etched in that tree. That high school crush went away, though, but there's Mosaic Stadium, the Taj Mahal of Rider Nation, 30,000 screaming fans, watermelons for helmets shouting, go Riders! Or in the odd time, someone will shout, get us a new kicker! Sorry about that, Brett, but we are the loudest, proudest, sometimes coldest fans of the CFL. You haven't lived until you've tailgated at minus 30 in November, you know that, where your beer freezes before your lips touch the can. And yeah, Mick Jagger once performed here at Culver Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. It's a joke that just won't die. But hey, we do know how to party,
party
too.
On, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Mosaic in June. That festival is proof that we love to party with one another. One minute you're pounding samosas, and the next you could be dancing with your dentist. Dancing salsa, you never know. Only in Regina, right? And every few years, we just tend to yuck it up when we host the Briar, and the Briar Patch is rocking. Riderville when we have the Grey Cup.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
We're always entertained here, especially Mosaic during Labor Day Classics.
It's a walk-off game winner for Brett Lowther and the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
See, Brett gets better by September.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Ah, Regina's beauty is subtle. You can cross the whole city in 20 minutes or less. Unless you hit that train on Ring Road, then forget it. You're here for good. And don't forget our skies, beautiful sunrises and sunsets. Makes you forget about the potholes. So yeah, Regina might be small, but she's mighty. And we've got trees everywhere, skies painted by God's Instagram filter. Rhymes with fun, yeah, maybe, but to us, it's home. And these eyes have seen a lot of cities, but none quite like Regina. I'm not kidding. That's why I love it. Oh, yeah, we got him. Burton Cummings, 45 minutes away. Shout out to Moose Jaw. What do you love about Regina? Well, look who's back. Star of the Evan Bray Show. Seems like you've been gone for so long, Evan Bray. Welcome back. How are you?
I was only gone for a few days.
Well, sometimes I miss you more than other days.
Well, let me say, back from a very short and last summer break that I have this summer, burnt twice. Once by the sun, once by Air Canada.
You had trouble?
Oh my gosh, Greg. I'm telling you, you know that the airline's going through this, and it's kind of day by day. The strike we heard on Saturday, the federal government was saying, okay, we're ordering them back to work. Then we hear later on Saturday and Sunday, the union says, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, they it was a complete debacle.
Did you, all the professionals were saying, don't accept Air Canada, refund.
Right.
Because they owe you to go to another flight. And right. Did you go through that or not?
So I'm going to tell you the story very quickly, but I preemptively booked a flight home with another air carrier.
Yeah.
Okay. That rhymes with WestJet.
Okay.
So I book a flight home. So I know we've got a guaranteed flight home should our flight get canceled. But I didn't cancel the Air Canada because I had Gabor Lukacs on my show. He's the passenger rights advocate, right?
He would tell you, don't
cancel your flight. So we didn't. We checked Monday night at 11 o'clock p.m., right? We're going to bed. We check. No update on the flight. It looks like it's still going ahead. We get up Tuesday morning. The flight's supposed to be Tuesday night. And it basically says you should be in the airport in 14 minutes from now because we've changed your flight.
So in the middle of the night while you were sleeping, they changed your flight.
In the middle of the night, the email comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way we could have got to the airport in 45 minutes, let alone 14 minutes.
Wow. You went through you went through hell in your holidays.
And I mean, at the end of the day, it was holidays, right? We sat in the Calgary airport and talked with people who were missing weddings, who were missing family reunions. There was one couple who were going from Vancouver to Toronto. They had to fly Vancouver, Portland, at Calgary, Atlanta, Buffalo, and then we're getting picked up by a vehicle and driven from Buffalo to Toronto.
Well, this morning, at least here in Regina right now, it's looking like they're getting back to normal, a little ahead of schedule on Air Canada's boards here at YQR. The arrival departures look like most on time now.
Greg, I am saying let's open up to more than just two airlines in Canada.
Well, then take it to your show today.
It was an editorial in the Globe and Mail today, and I'm going to talk about it at 9 o'clock.
Okay. You want more?
Open them up. I want more.
I hear you. I Love Regina Day coming up on Saturday. I've been asking everyone to share what they love about Regina because Mayor Chad Baczynski is coming up after the 7:30 news here. And I know he'll be a little more in-depth on your show. What do you love about Regina?
Well, you're so exuberant. I just listened to your talk.
There's a lot Regina. I love about Regina.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this farm kid, I've only lived in Regina in my adult life. I love Wascana Park. I would say that's a gem of the city for sure. Spent lots of time at different events throughout the years there. So I love Wascana Park. And I love how easy it is to get around in this city.
Yeah.
I know we've grown a lot, but we're still big enough that we have all the amenities, but small enough that you're not spending 2 hours commuting anywhere.
Yeah. I love how easy it is to get around the city too, but if there's a train going across Ring Road about this every morning, people Good might be point. A little mad at us.
I thought you were trying to put me in a better mood. That's why I...
You have come back from a vacation rather grumpy. So let's just move along here. Now, I don't know if you've heard, there's a Regina guy coming up on the new season of Survivor. In September.
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing a lot about this guy, but on your show today, you've got a couple of reality stars of your own from the Amazing Race Canada.
That's right. Amazing Race Canada had the Rebeccas, you might remember. They were representing Saskatchewan. In fact, Rebecca Morasty, who's from Flying Dust First Nation, is one of the two contestants who kind of won the hearts of viewers and people that love Amazing Race Canada. They, this week in the episode, got kicked off the show. They came in last in the contest. So we've got Rebecca on the show today. We'll talk a little bit about what that was like. And I mean, part of it for her is she was forging a path. They were the first all-Indigenous female duo on Amazing Race Canada, which is a great thing for sure.
Would you and your lovely wife, Jody, ever survive the relationship if you did Amazing Race Canada, because it gets pretty heated?
We have trouble putting together furniture, furniture that requires assembly. So I don't know that we would do well.
Go ahead. Amazing. Ask me if you think I think you guys would do well.
I know you about us or about you?
About you two.
Okay. What do you think?
Never. You wouldn't make it. Well, you'd be the first out.
Why do you say that?
Well, I just don't see you working well together because you're a little stubborn.
Me?
Yes. You're too stubborn.
Okay. Greg, you're really taking this off the rail this morning.
Evan Bray back for a couple of days. I really like your hours here. You take off part of the week, back for two. Take the weekend off. See you back here at 8:30. CJME News Time now is 7:27.